hog pasture. And in England, Mama said they were just a common thing. They ran up on the church there in England. Mm-hmm. Hmm. Mama used to get them.
Well, now on a walnut.
And the English walnut, they don't grow them here. They have to be shipped in.
They have to be shipped in.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Now, the kind they'd have here would be the black walnut.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what would they call that hard covering on a walnut?
Oh.
The hull?
Yes, sir.
The hull? Would
yes,
sir.
That's
they'd
it. It's right on the end of my tongue, and I couldn't say it. I tried it the other day. I made up my mind I was going to call Maggie.
Uh-huh.
Known her all of her life. And I went out the back door to call her.
Uh-huh.
And I started here, and I got to the back door there. And do you know I couldn't say Maggie, save my life? I knew it was Maggie, but, well, hell, I stood there. I said, oh, fiddlesticks, I'm going back in the house. Next while, I said, well, crazy me, Maggie.
I've done that before.
Nursed her when she was a baby.
Oh, I know. The worst thing that ever happened to me was I was going to introduce this friend of mine that I'd known all my life to somebody else. And I couldn't remember his name, and I've known him all my life. Just on the spur of the moment like that, it just slips your mind.
There you go.
I'm
going to say, Miss, my neighbor, I'm a friend, Miss. Stop. Oh, that embarrasses me to death.
I know it. I've done it, though. It's terrible. Especially if you don't think about it, it won't happen. But try to think about it, it makes it just.
Oh, my goodness. Take that thing on up the street.
Oh, isn't it bad? It's really bad. Oh, well, now, do you remember, I know that didn't grow around here, but that sometimes they would ship in places, these, especially at Christmas time, a type of nut that would be sort of flat, and it was oval shaped and had holes in the shell.
Mm,
a lot of times people would want them at Christmas time.
I know it. I know the name of them.
Almond, that's how they say it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet your parents used those.
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call those things? It's a type of fruit that grows in Florida, and people drink the juice of it so much nowadays.
Grapefruit.
And then the ones that are a little bit smaller than grapefruits that...
Tangerine.
Mm-hmm. And another one that's still, like they advertise it on TV. It's also the name of a color.
Saw it on television the other day.
That orange?
Yeah, the orange, and there's something else on there.
Mm-hmm.
They have in stores here, it looked like a tangerine, and they called it something else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember that name right now.
Well, I was thinking...
Looked very much like a tangerine.
Uh-huh. Did they have oranges when you were
They ship
up?
Them here.
Ship
them
in, of course, yeah.
My granddaughter lived out in California.
Uh-huh.
She said, right to me, she said, Grandma, you know what I can do? I said, no, ma'am, what can you do? I said, reach right out my window of the morning and pull the oranges right ripe, right off the tree. She said, I wish I could send you a whole box full right off the tree. She said, you wouldn't know that so much different. And my sister-in-law wanted to send me some one time. She's afraid they would be ruined before they got to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right off the tree, fresh.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've had to stay home and work hard all my life. I left Arkansas once, 1943, I think, or 44, somewhere there. We went to Missouri where my oldest son lived and stayed up there 9 months,
mm-hmm.
10 months.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter came too, and her family. She got sick, one of our little boys was born up there, and her husband was sick, and they came back home Christmas, in November, and I just couldn't stay up there without them, save my life, them babies, and that baby, I saved his life, one of my grandson's lives.
That's wonderful.
The doctor went on and left him, he strained.